Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Sawdust. Kitchen knife. Cattail. Fallacy.
I'm Joe Paisley.
Well, we haven't said our names in a long time, Brian Albright, yeah.
You can't say it like that after I said it like that.
It feels very egotistical if
yeah,
I said
it.
I'm Brian Albright.
I don't like saying my own name.
From beautiful.
How about I say you're Joe Paisley and you say my name? Kay. That makes me feel more comfortable.
All right, let's do it again.
Go Here's ahead. Joe Paisley
with Brian Albright.
It's such a lame name.
Which one?
Mine.
Oh,
it's so boring.
Not bad. You got anal in the middle.
I do.
Remember?
And a lot of people comment on
it's
that.
It's been a while. We've talked about that, but you put Brian and Albright and you squish them together with no space and just brainal.
Mm-hmm. I used to use that in my videos.
Yeah, you did. What happened? Got scared?
No. Too much. I just, every video I put out had anal in front of it and like...
Not everyone's an ass man?
Yeah. Well, just mostly because the
censorship?
Yeah.
Got a little worried. Same reason I don't put like just fucking cum bucket in the title of our episodes.
Right.
Yeah. I would love to.
Last week would have been fine, right?
Oh, yeah. Right. Episode 85. What a good year 85 was.
Yeah. Oh, you were born in 85.
I was also born in 85.
Yeah.
Man, you were 82?
Three. Jeez, I'm not that old.
Zach, when were you born?
1979.
Woo!
I'm old as fuck.
Flower power.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Oh, you're basically a Nom, dude.
I remember. Downtown Nom.
What was communism back like in 79?
Not good.
Not great. Sign up for the bonus.
He comes out and he's just like, fucking commies, dude.
All the time. All the time.
Your mom's like, oh, what do we...
Shit. He comes out again. Marxism. You're like, what? sign up for the bonus episode or the bonus content on the back end of every episode by supporting us on Patreon. Find a link in the episode description.
Maybe we should have a shirt that says Zach is a commie.
He is, though.
Nope.
I mean, that's first telltale sign that someone's a communist is they hate communism so much.
Okay.
Right?
Always.
Something like that. Send your content into the show at heyguys@candynotepodcast.com. Speaking of Uncle Commie Zach, we got lap time.
Uncle Commie Zach.
On the show today.
I don't think I like that nickname as much, but.
Yeah, we'll see if it sticks. It's not up to you. It's communism.
Right. You don't pick your own nickname anyway, right?
We'll let you know. We'll let you know what everyone else thinks. Okay? We'll see what the
consensus of the kids.
What are we talking about on lap time?
We're going to talk about logical fallacies, which I think we might be right on right now.
Yeah, I like this.
It should be fun. Just a couple. Fun. There's so many, but we just picked a few.
Good. All right. Well, looking forward to that. And then, of course, Scatcast with Uncle Zach. Check out everything he does on all of his shows.
That's why he did it with a K.
Yeah, because
he didn't want the C involved.
Mm-hmm. That's how much he hates communism.
He made up a word so he didn't have to have a C in his name.
Oh, what a guy.
Scommunism.
What? I don't know. You tell me, dude. I just got here. All right, let's just get into the show. Okay. We got a lot of stuff to travel.
All right.
To what? Zach!
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
I think that was a mix between cover and shovel. A
lot of stuff. I thought you said travel. We got a lot of stuff to travel.
A lot of things to scuffle.
Scuffle butt.
Yeah.
Scuttle butt.
Yeah, something like that. All right, so shut up and start the show. Here we go. And I pulled this little fella off Reddit, originally posted by user Snapple Peach. And it says, how much sawdust can you put into a Rice Krispie treat before people start to notice?
Is that a trick question?
No, it's a fun thought experiment, though. The texture is spot on. Like, I think you could get away with way more
than you think.
Than you think.
Than you think.
I mean, because think about eating a Rice Krispie treat. There's not a whole lot going on. It's marshmallow and Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of flavor in Rice Krispie treats. That's why a lot of people like add a little sugar on top, like to just make it more American.
To Americanize it?
To Americanize it. But in marshmallows, they don't have a whole lot to them either. Like, you know, it's a marshmallow, but more because of the texture.
The consistency.
Mm-hmm. Because there's not a whole lot going on. It's just a thing. It's just a blob. So how much sawdust could you sneak in to a Rice Krispie treat?
Sawdust smells good. Yeah. That was what we were talking about last week. We were talking about the smells.
Yeah. On the bottom. The bonus content.
Yeah, yeah, being like, what is the smell?
Uh-huh.
Sawdust is up there.
just feeding it to someone. They take a bite like, like, what's your secret ingredient? Is it maple? You're like, kinda.
Yeah. It does come from trees.
You're like, yeah, no, you're right on. It is maple. Eat up. And how bad on your system is sawdust compared to marshmallow?
Well, it might not be any worse than marshmallows. That's what
I'm, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, would you even notice?
It's full of fiber.
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know. What's your secret ingredient? Cedar? What? They're pretty good though, right? Yeah. Yeah.
It can't be worse than a lot of stuff we ingest.
Exactly. Secret ingredient. Oh, you got to tell me what you put in these things. You're just like particle board. What? And spit out a chunk of fucking
asbestos
of insulation. You're like, sorry, cut too deep. How much insulation
now
could you sneak into
mesothelioma. Now. Those commercials actually apply to me that come on during daytime TV.
Did your grandma make Rice Krispies with insulation inside of them?
Were you alive during 1979 and 1985 when grandmas were making...
using insulation as a substitute for marshmallows while making Rice Krispies?
You might be eligible for a
payout.
For money.
The government is paying has $6 million set aside to pay out for
mesothelioma. You get 3 cents.
they still were pretty good. It. What does insulation taste like?
It looks like cotton candy, right? Mm-hmm. So... when we were doing the house here, the room, and we were reaching through and through the, it was like, I thought about it a little bit, like, give a little taste. What does it taste like?
See
like
what
cherry
it's like?
Or?
They still put like pieces of fiberglass inside insulation. Does it still cut you up like it did back when I had to help my dad? Or do they move on to something a little less cutty?
I'm pretty sure it cuts you up pretty good.
I watched a guy jump in it.
What are you doing in there?
Why do they put that in there?
I don't know. I'm sure it has to do with the chemicals or something.
It has something to do with
it insulates.
Internet. Anyway, keep talking about Rice Krispie treats.
So, insulation that's in the house, right? Like, we're supposed to be talking about Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah.
Well, here's a question. What could you put more of, sawdust or insulation in a Rice Krispie treat?
I missed your question. I was reading a Google search. Go ahead.
Say it again. Like, if we're going to talk about that, like, could you put more sawdust or more insulation into a Rice Krispie treat?
Sawdust, for sure.
Think so?
Yeah.
Because you can only jam so much dust, right? Like, it's going to get compact.
Yeah. And that's the game. How much can you put in? Anyway, it says that fiberglass is an attractive choice for home insulation because it poses no fire hazard. According to some estimates, thermal insulation made from fiberglass and its alternatives conserves 12 times as much energy as is lost in its production, and it may reduce residential energy costs by up to 40%. So, I don't know, nerd.
Yeah, there's somebody out there.
What's up, nerd?
They do this for a living.
they measure the amount of super cutty fiberglass to pour into insulation. Honestly... Like, back to the question, how much do you think you could put in? Because I bet you could get away with, like,
75%.
75% sawdust? What?
As long as you flavor it good, it'll be fine.
And all you say, and like the worst reaction is like, oh, fuck, this Rice Krispie treat tastes like wood. And they don't eat anymore.
I hear tastes like paint.
wood.
From Charlie.
Is it Charlie and Chocolate Factory?
No, it's Home Alone. It's Mr. Wilson.
Oh, from, oh, yeah.
Dennis the Menace.
Yeah, tastes like paint. And wood. I don't know, man. Because it's really fine, right? But it's some, like, you're... I think once you bite into that,
you think even just a tiny hint of sawdust.
Well, no,
75%.
Zach said 75%.
Zach just wants to make a piece of wood. Like, now it's a piece of wood with like some Rice Krispie treats on.
Two before. Like you're cutting off the end of a two before.
I played the two before in high school band.
Yeah.
It didn't sound like good.
I've eaten two before.
It was a wood instrument.
Yeah,
dude, still
woodwind.
Yeah, still got it. What? Don't look at me like that.
I don't know, man.
I'm going to go with, you could probably get away with 20 to 25% sawdust inside of a Rice Krispie treat before someone was like, this is,
do you put it you in put the marshmallow? Do you put here? It in the marshmallow?
Yeah, you're is mixing you it up. It? The whole thing, you're mixing it up and you're dumping it in. Until someone is like, hey, did you put fucking wood in my rice? And then you lose the game. Yeah, and you're like, shit.
So yeah, you're mixing up. Someone eats it, and they're like, that was delicious. You're like, okay. Then you bump it up a little bit, go to the next person.
And you put in a little bit more sawdust.
God.
Getting caught for that. But this question got my brain going, so I started searching around for stories of people just sneaking stuff into people's food. I don't know what I expected, but I was like, we've covered fast food incidents like pretty early on in the show. It was disgusting the amount of things that were happening in fast food restaurants that were firsthand witnessed. That didn't seem like, anyway,
they witnessed it
firsthand,
right?
Like they there worked there or they did it. So I know this shit exists. But what the fuck? I'm going to do a little bit of a trigger warning on this one just in case for some reason you have PTSD of something like this happening to you.
Oh shit.
Like, but it's a wild, wild tale. I'm not sure if we're going to have time to read, or I'm not going to read all of it, but it's just fucking crazy. So here's the headline of this article, or this post. It says, I found out my partner has been putting slugs in my food and I don't know how to forgive him.
Like a bullet slug?
No.
Or animals?
Slugs.
Bug.
Okay. I, 22-year-old female, have been with my partner, 24 male, for 4 years now. I've never known him to do anything like this, but I noticed he started acting a little strange around a month, maybe a month and a half ago. He started putting fruit on the floor in the garden, and I thought it was a bit weird, but he said he was feeding the mice family that were nesting in our shed, so I thought it was sweet, and I helped him do so.
Aw, what a loving guy.
Anyways, he started being really nice to me around 2 weeks ago and was making food, baking me cakes and stuff, which he never usually cooks. Ever, so I was happy that he found a new hobby. I did notice sometimes I felt sick and dizzy after eating, and I guess put it down to a lack of sleep and hormones. Anyway, a friend of my partner's came into my work today, I work at a cafe, and said he needed to speak to me when I was free. I was free as there wasn't any customers at this time, and he told me that my partner had been collecting slugs from the garden on the fruit that he was putting out there and putting them in my food, blending them up. He even sent his friend a picture of bags of slugs that he had collected and the picture of blended slugs.
What the fuck?
I feel really sick to my stomach. I don't understand why he would do this. This is so out of character of him. This is like listening to a fucking true crime documentary.
Right.
He lit up the room when he walked in.
Yeah, yeah. Neighbors,
nothing
they're like,
suspicious.
The nicest guy.
The nicest guy. He mowed my lawn.
Yeah, like, he'd give you the shirt off your back.
If you needed it. But on the side, he was also blending up slugs and feeding it to his partner, which, you know, you didn't know that. I asked him why he was doing it, and he accused me of snooping through his messages. And she even puts in the little caveat, which I would never do. And got so angry at me for not being able to take a joke. I feel disgusting. I love him to pieces, but I just don't understand his way of thinking just now. Am I overreacting? I don't know what to do. I feel lost.
What? I feel like you're not overreacting.
Not at all. Some your fucking partner is catching and blending slugs and baking them into cakes.
At least he's slugging. Or he's slugging the blenders. At least he's blending the slugs.
At least.
You know?
So at least, you know, there's some respect left in this relationship.
Yeah, like biting into a muffin and like biting the head off of a slug.
Oh, man. It just goes on and on. There's more updates. I went to urgent care last night, early hours of the morning. And waited and was finally seen around 6 a.m.-ish. I had some tests and I have high levels of, oh man, I'm so bad at fucking medical terms.
Where is this?
Metaldehyde?
Oh.
Metaldehyde in my blood.
Instead of formaldehyde?
I don't know. I guess so. Metaldehyde.
Look that up.
I was kept in for monitoring and I have some ulcers in my stomach. I was aware of these anyways as I was hospitalized about 2 months ago for a burst ulcer. Originally thought it was stress, but now said it could be because of poisoning.
Oh, yeah. Metaldehyde is pesticide used to control snails and slugs.
Mm-hmm. I could have an infection of some kind as my temperature is high, but they haven't found anything that could be causing that yet. They have checked my heart and it's fine. I am due to have heart surgery this year, though, but they're delaying it due to ulcers and infections and the fact I keep getting sick, which is okay. I have an appointment to see my cardiologist on the 20th of April. I contacted the police and wrote a statement and was asked some weird question. Anyone who knows me in real life knows I don't post mine or my partner's name, as the police said it would destroy the investigation. My ex refused to say anything to the police to me. However, he did say he would speak to his friend and only him. He then spoke to me. It was not alone. I was with a friend and his friend too. He confessed of doing random experiments on me and tests during a few months after we moved in together. You're living with Jeffrey Dahmer!
No shit.
What?
Running tests?
Yes.
Was he using the mice at first? Because he was feeding the mice and he's, right?
Dear diary, subject seems to be acting dizzy.
He moved on from testing the mice to his girlfriend.
It started with spitting on my toast. And then the week later, he replaced my beta blockers with salt. I want to add... He was my medication holder, as I have a history of suicidal attempts, so he handled my meds and gave them to me, and that's when he thought it'd be funny.
Is this guy training to be a doctor? And
what, just fucking around with beta blockers?
I don't know.
To someone who already has to have heart surgery? This guy is a fucking lunatic!
Yeah.
What a piece of shit!
And that's, so what? I wonder what else he was doing that she has no idea.
I know. I mean, it goes on and on and on. He also admitted to these things, swapping my Linda McCartney veggie sausages with real meat. I have IBS and struggle to digest meat, so I became a vegetarian. He also replaced my corn nuggets with his real ones. One of my pet giant African land snails went missing in the summer, and I assumed he escaped. And I left the lid open on their box, but he said it had died, so he scraped it out and put it in my curry.
Love. Wait, she had a pet snail?
That's also part of the... What the fuck is happening?
He fed her pet.
That's so fucked up. He's like, oh, sorry, snail died.
Snail must have escaped. How's your curry, hun? Does it taste like a true authentic curry? That's crazy, because I put your pet snail in it.
I love the idea that he's like, oh, sorry, your snail died. And he's like, oh, I didn't even get to say goodbye. He's like, well, he's always with you.
He'll be with you for at least 2 days.
Yeah, until you shit him out.
Until you shit your pet snail out.
He's in your bloodstream.
I vaguely remember the day he did this, as he laughed whenever I went to eat the curry, and I got really paranoid, so I put it in the kitchen and stormed off, and then he brought it upstairs and told me to taste, and I did, and realized he added lots of, I don't even know what this word is, X-H-I-L-L-I. Jolly!
Where is it?
This thing down here. What is this?
Xili?
Sure. And he said he was laughing because he put chili powder in and too much came out. Now I think he must have been putting chili in to cover the fact that he put my snail in there. He also said he rubbed my toothbrush on the toilet, but then washed it as he thought that was too far.
Holy fuck, man.
Good God, dude.
Dude, I was...
What is going on?
When I was reading this, I was just blown away.
Trust no one.
Like someone already with health issues and like and mentally unstable with like, you know, the suicide attempts and taking medication, and this motherfucker shows up, moves in, and starts blending snails, her own pet, rubs her toothbrush on the toilet.
Beta blockers. Too far, though.
Takes her beta blockers and replaces them with salt to see if see if anything new would happen.
Maybe he's trying to push her over the edge. Maybe they had...
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to get all her shit or something.
Who fucking knows? It is...
He's got a trust fund.
I feel like this is all a dream. It just seems too dramatic to feel real. I'm unsure what is happening on the legal front, blah, blah, blah. It goes on, and there's more and more updates. If you go to the internet and you look up My boyfriend was feeding me snails, Reddit. You can go and read more. But the story just keeps going and going, and the comments are just like, oh my fucking God. Run. Get the fuck out.
Have you read, are they still together?
I don't remember. I did read the entire story off the top of my head. It is just update after update after update. But I don't remember if they're still together. I would be shocked if they are. That is fucking insanity. So put as much sawdust as you want in my Rice Krispies. I'll eat it. Just don't put my pet snail in it.
He's like, I'm going to rub your toothbrush on the toilet. And he's like, nah, it's too far.
That's too far.
That's too far. There's the line.
There's the found it. Let me wash this out really quick. Oh, fuck me, man.
Dude,
anyway,
if I drop my toothbrush on the floor, if it's near the toilet,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, yep. You know, like, I just, like, I, mm-hmm. at that point, I want to rip the head off of it and go get a new one.
Yeah, just throw it out.
And this guy's rubbing it around the toilet.
And he's like, oh, it's going to be so funny. And he's like, that's too far.
Oh.
Anyway, back to the kitchen to grind up a snail and put it in her curry. And swap out her actual meds with salt.
Just picture him in the kitchen, like, just cooking away.
How's
like,
the show, hon?
Yeah.
And like, he's using like a porter and mist, or what's the, mistel and porter. What the fuck?
The ball
pistol
thing?
And mortar.
Yeah.
And just grinding up slugs and snails. How's the bachelorette, hon? God, I can't wait till you're gone. I can watch as much football as I want. No more bachelor. No more bachelor. More basketball. all right. Well, that was that. Up. It's fucked up. But you know what else that's fucked up? What I'm thinking about this week? All right. Okay. Hey, Zach!
Hey.
Hey, what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
You know, nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
So this, what are you thinking about? Heads back, I don't know, a few weeks now. But I do not do this very often. Like, probably, I would say 5 times in the last decade. But for whatever reason, Cassie and I decided that we were going to go to Northern Quest Casino. Just, we were bored and we were like, whatever. We'll take this cash out there. This is what we got. And we're just going to, we'll play and we'll try to win. A happy report, we did win. Nice. That's great. I guess move on. All right, off to Dick.
I'm happy to say we left the casino in the positive.
In the positive. That's great. But while we were there, it was kind of towards the end of the night, and we were going to head back, and I had to go to the bathroom. Okay? So I walk in, and like, it's pretty dead. It wasn't even like a weekend or anything, I don't believe. And we go in, and I walk in, and it's, no one's in there, but all like the bathroom stalls are closed. And the urinals have like out of order signs on them. Like, come to find out, there was a cart there that I didn't see on the way in, and the guy was cleaning the fucking urinals. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go pee, and I'm gonna go into the bathroom stall. So I go, and I push one open, and there's a guy. Like, you remember the revealing scene in the Blair Witch Project when the guy was just facing the corner?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this guy was facing the corner with his pants down, jerking his dick.
What?
Just in the casino bathroom. Just fucking, like, clearly, and he's in timeout. Like, he's that close to the corner.
He's not over the toilet
no.
or anything. He's back behind the side of the toilet.
Side
right?
of the toilet in the corner, and he's just like, pants are down, belt buckles like shaking, you know, and he's vigorously punching the clown. And I push it open, and he turns around, he goes, oh, sorry. And I'm like, it's fine. No problem. And I close it up and I go to push the other one. And I open it up And there's another guy standing on top of a toilet talking to the floor.
What?
He's giving a speech to the floor. He's on top of it. He has all of his clothes on, but he's looking down at the floor and he's just saying the weirdest shit. He goes, and then I said, well, be out there. We're going to be out there. And he's not on the phone. And I'm just so he's looking at my feet when I pop it open. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then the other guy hobbles out of the bathroom stall with his pants still down. And he goes, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. So he's walking towards me like a fucking masturbating.
With his dick out still?
Yeah, he is. Like boxers halfway up. So his dick's kind of tucked, but his pants are still down. He goes, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. So he's like a jerking off zombie walking at me. And this other guy's talking at the floor. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's like, why does this shit happen to me?
Yeah, only you.
And I'm laughing and I'm on my way out and the janitor guy comes in. I was like, hey. I was like, that guy was jerking off. The other guy's yelling at the floor. And he goes,
not again.
And he peeks in there and he sees him and he goes, God, I already told him to leave. I'm like, you knew about this? Like, what the fuck? And he goes, and he gets on the phone and he's like, blah, 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 blah. And as I'm standing out there being like, what the fuck did I just say? Someone from the girls' bathroom walks out and just screams into the lobby. She goes, does anyone have a tampon? Like, it's loud as she possibly can. And I'm just like, what the fuck is happening? And she looks at me, and I'm like, I don't have one.
Right.
And I was like, is it for the girl in the book? Because it's for Cassie. Because I knew that.
Oh no.
But didn't know that some random lady was going to come out and be like, does anybody have a tampon? Oh, and I was like, I know who it's for. I was like, I think whatever else. I think she's half some. I can go get some. And she goes, no. I'm like, we'll figure it out. And like, she just walks back in.
Pissed. And she's like, you didn't have
mad
one.
I didn't have a fucking tampon. And this guy comes out, and now the guy that was having a speech at the floor, like, he's still talking, but he's like just like talking to himself, and he's walking
out of the bathroom.
He walks out of the bathroom and he walks by me, and he's just like, he's still just like, he's talking to whatever entity he's seeing.
Probably schizophrenic.
And the other guy comes out and he's still buckling his belt as he fucking walks out, and he goes, I'm sorry, man, I'm sorry. And I was like, it's fine. I was like, quit saying you're sorry. Mm-hmm. And he walks out, and then security walks up and like goes to the bathroom. I'm like, did you not just see the two people that walked out of here? That's who you're looking for. Not me.
Right here.
Yeah. And like, he, one guy walks by the security guy and he's like, I don't even know where we're going to go. Like, I don't know what we're going to do. And like, everyone's going to be there. And walks by. And the other guy's fucking still buckling his pants. And walks by and the security just like walks up to me. And he goes, is it in this bathroom? And I'm like, they just walked by you, sir. You didn't see it? And like, they were very homeless and like they were clearly on drugs.
Okay.
Like, it was, you know, wobbling. And I was like, you walked by that to come ask me about what was in the bathroom? What about the dudes that were 10 feet from the bathroom?
Sir, let me see your switchblade.
Yeah, like, sure. Do you have a switchblade? You're like, fuck. Can I see your ID? He's like, TSA's looking for you. TSA's looking for you.
It's a little shady.
And then those guys just walked into the night. Like, I don't know where they went. I don't know what
they walked outside.
Nope, just into the casino floor.
Out to gambling again.
Whatever they were doing.
Good God.
It was just a wild, wild experience.
That's so funny. And that it's, I love
those. I wish I could remember what the guy was saying, because I did remember afterwards the speech to the floor was pretty good, but it had something to do about calming down and that everyone was going to be there.
Don't worry, everyone will be there.
Right.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Just standing on a toilet, just fucking like. Like he was talking to mice, like he was leading some sort of army.
Yeah, I just picture like a dictator out the window of his castle, and all the people are down on the ground, and he's just like, like, "We will rise!" And
he's like, "Don't worry, everyone will be there." And I'm just like, "What the fuck?" I'm sorry, hobbling towards me with just his underwear up and his pants still down. I'm like, "Fuck, we gotta get out of here."
So the guy never actually came.
I don't know. Maybe he was sorry that he did. Maybe he's sorry that. He was embarrassed that I had to watch him come. Not about being caught jerking off. Like, he just has weird qualifications about what he's sorry about.
I don't know why you would stand. Why would you stand over in the corner?
I don't know.
Were they together?
They were.
Okay.
But that was because they left. I didn't know until they left together.
Yeah. I wonder if he was like masturbating to the speech.
We will come together.
Mm-hmm. We will come together and rise up.
Hey, bro, you ready to come together? He's like, yeah, you promise you're jerking off? He's like, yeah. And he's just standing on the toilet talking to the floor. I'm coming right now.
So you didn't see like his head above the stall or anything?
That's too close. Like,
that's wild.
By the time, yeah, I didn't
like. Were those the only two stalls available?
Yeah, there was only two stalls and then two urinals. And those were the two that were there. So I just went back out and waited.
So then you eventually went back in.
I had to go back in and pee. Yeah. And I picked the one the guy was standing on.
Okay, yeah.
Not where the guy was jerking off.
Yeah, because there might be like a puddle or something.
The guy jerking off was in the luxury, the handicap stall.
So he had all that room and he's in the corner?
Mm-hmm. Like this close.
Yeah.
Like just right in it. Like he was in trouble at school.
Imagine a person in a wheelchair rolling up there having to go pee.
Mm-hmm.
Or something, and it's like he can't because not only
jerking off in the corner.
Not only is there someone using the handicap stall,
someone that could easily peek over. Yeah, take a little look see at your handicap piss. As you empty your bag into the toilet. Good stuff. Anyway, that was it. That was my story.
You did win.
I did win.
At the Northern Quest Casino.
That's Coeur d'Alene.
It's beautiful. It's just the beginning at the Coeur d'Alene Casino.
Sorry, I tried to make a jerk-off sound there.
That worked.
That's interesting. I wish I had fun stuff happen to me like that. Anytime something happens, it's like I'm involved. Like it's
you're the one jerking off in the corner.
Yeah, yeah. It's never like I don't get to witness anybody else doing it.
It's always fun for someone else, but you just got caught jerking off.
So I was driving to the studio for the last episode, mm-hmm. driving down the hill, and went through an intersection, and there was a guy in the car, and there was a guy on the sidewalk, and that's in like a sketchy area, and the guy was going like that, and then the door rips open and the guy jumps out, but I was driving, so I was doing like this move, like the rubberneck, mm-hmm. and I'm like, fuck, because I had to keep going. I'm like, oh, I wish, it's too late. I couldn't pull over, and it was snowing. Like I was like, I want to be able to see what's going to go down uh-huh. here. So I was hoping when I head back to work something's going on, but it was all
settled.
Like I never get to see anything cool. Never get to see Rex.
Open your eyes, man.
It's because I don't leave the house.
that's got to be it. 100%.
I got to put myself in those.
Yeah, put yourself out there.
Right.
Yeah. A little more of that. A little less of sitting at home.
Yeah.
Showing the mailman your dick. All right. Speaking of dick, let's take a look at some dick. You ready? All right. Zach.
Is it dumb? Is it interesting? Is it cool? Then it's dick.
Dick. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. All right. How do you pronounce this? Enoch?
Enoch?
Enoch eunuch? Maker?
Eunuch? Oh,
yeah. That is a eunuch.
Yeah.
I've never seen eunuch written. Mm. Only heard it.
There it is.
Eunuch maker case. Male escort jailed for removing man's genitals.
Damn. Fucking
hell. Just fucking ripped them off.
Hell of a job.
It's a hardcore episode this week.
Is it? We having fun?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 85, good year. Want to make it a good one.
Eating
you know?
Slugs, chopping dicks.
Eating slug, chopping dick.
Chopping dick.
Yeah. Male escort who cut off a consenting man's genitals and filmed the procedure for a pay-per-view website has been jailed for 5 years.
Yeah.
Love how everyone was in on it.
Yeah. Which also, like, why did you put him in jail? The guy won't. Anyway.
Yeah. It's everyone agreed to
the
thing,
consenting
right?
adults.
Right. Damian Burns, 36, removed Marius Gustafsson's penis and testicles with a kitchen knife.
Oh, God.
In February 17, Burns, along with Jacob Crimley Appleby, 23, and Nathaniel, pleaded guilty to causing GBH with intent. What's that?
A genital boner hut.
General botch.
General boner humor.
General boner humor.
This is your run-of-the-mill boner humor.
Yeah, just, you know. Froze Gustafsson's leg in dry ice, leading to its amputation, mm-hmm. while Arnold Part removed the nipple. What the fuck?
Yep.
Crimley Appleby was jailed for 3 years and 8 months. Arnold was given 2 years suspended prison sentence.
Okay.
Warning, this contains graphic and disturbing descriptions.
That's why it's on the show.
The Old Bailey and previously heard what? The mm-hmm. Old Bailey had previously heard the procedure carried out by Burns is linked to a subculture where men become nullus, short for genital nullification, by having their penis and testicles removed. Prosecutor said Burns from Tottenham in North London was among 10 people charged with taking part in the extreme body modifications. She told the court Burns was hired by Gustafsson, who called himself the eunuch maker. I am the eunuch maker. You must call me the eunuch maker.
Okay, sir, get off the toilet. All right, step down off the toilet. You have to go to jail.
Come with us, sir.
Come with us, sir. Your friend's jerking off in the corner.
He had been involved in numerous extreme body modification procedures, including the removal of other men's genitals. That's off the bucket list.
This is ridiculous.
Gustafsson previously admitted charges including conspiracy to commit
killing it.
Grievous bodily harm and will be sentenced separately in March. Miss Carberry told the court that in December 2016, Burns readily agreed to mutilate Gustafsson for £500, knowing it would be filmed for the website. But Gustafsson reduced the payment to $50.
He's like, listen, this dick and balls, you think these are worth $500?
No.
Listen, you just give me $50, you can cut my dick off.
Is that the fucking knife right there?
That's the one.
Oh, no, thanks.
Oh, my God.
Before the procedure, Burns said to Gustafsson, I have no issue with it, but won't you lose a lot of blood, like nearly die? Gustafsson went on to tell him that he would be anesthetized.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say that?
Anesthetized.
Anesthetized. And tied down and instructed Burns on what to do, the court said. All right, now start slicing one ball at a time.
What you're going to want to do is take that knife and
cut my penis
step
off.
Step one, cut my dick off.
Yeah.
Step two, cut my balls
Once
off.
Once you've done that.
Then you can leave.
Yeah.
And here's your $50.
During the video, Burns could be heard saying, well, that's one off the bucket list. Never expected that one.
Oh, my God.
Graphic film of the mutilation was not shown in the court, but was described by Miss Carberry, who said after Burns left, called 911. The court heard Gustafsson was treated in the hospital and discharged after a couple of days.
You got it, man. You're killing it. God, you're doing
discharged after a couple of days with the referral for a psychiatric assessment. When Burns did not receive payment, he threatened to go to the police. The court heard, but Gustafsson responded by saying that he would report him for threats, blackmail, and mutilation. Over a period of 2 years, Gustafsson paid Burns sums totaling more than £1,500, the court was told.
It's just, also, imagine, you know, I'm not, if it works the same over in London, but you get picked up for jury duty, right? And you're like, dude, big day, babe. You wake up, you're like,
the case of all cases.
I got the fucking dick and balls chopped off with a chicken knife with a kitchen knife case. And if they don't show that fucking video in the courtroom, I swear to God.
We riot.
And you get there and you're like, we're not showing the video. And the guy just like, God damn it. Sir, you will be held in contempt.
Yeah.
Just sitting in the jury box like, fuck, another waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
If I get one more dick and balls cut off case, and I'll get to watch the fucking video.
Do we get to see this one?
No, we're not watching this.
Well, can you find it?
I didn't even try. I don't want to see a fucking dick and balls getting chopped off with a knife.
I do.
I'm sure it's on X.com. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Then on your own time, Brian.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to. I won't watch it now, but I'll watch it.
But you could. Mm-hmm. You could watch it now.
Is there a link?
No, the news article did not link to the. That's off the bucket list. I think it sounded something like that.
I just picture, you know, like when they're cutting a chicken or something, lifting up the fucking skin. And just like, just picture that. Like you're lifting up the dick and balls and just
sawing into it. What the fuck, guys?
Is there more to this than
you've got the
meets the eye?
No, you've got it. You've got the bulk of it. That's the thick of it.
Consent is not a defense.
It kind of should be. But that's the other side of it. It's like, well, if he said and paid to do it. I'm guessing if paid prostitution and stuff like that is illegal. But like, where does it draw the line?
What's next?
Listen, I like genital mutilation as much as the next guy. So you tell me.
So if I'm getting this correct, I was having trouble reading it.
We know.
The guy that got his cock and balls cut off paid the guy to do it?
To do it. Yeah.
He wanted somebody to
like
cut.
Because the guy who cut it off was an escort, and I think they settled. Like he was gonna pay. He asked for $500, and the guy they ended up settling for $50.
That guy's a terrible negotiator.
Best I can do is $1, Bob. But fine, you drive a hard bargain, but I really want to cut this dick off. And I'll take $50. You'll let you let you let
bum, 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 bum. That plays after his dick's cut off.
Oh, that's man, just outrageous. The thought of getting your dick chopped off. He just really didn't want it. He wanted to just not have to worry about it. Like we talked about last week, he didn't want to have to worry about being like having to come and have a partner. So he just chop his dick off and get back to his life, I guess.
Yeah, maybe he was just like, I want to dedicate my life to science. I'll donate my dick and balls, and then I'll just become a brainiac and solve the world's problems.
Solve the world's problem without this penis one getting in the way.
One what? Ken doll body at a time.
Oh, that's hot. Because it wouldn't even be. You think you did a good job? Is your first time? Is this my first time?
Have you ever done this before?
No.
No one's done this before. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? He's sharpening the knife?
Yeah.
This is your first time? He goes, this is my first time sharpening a knife, let alone chopping a dick and balls off a stranger. No, I haven't done this before. God, I'll lay down.
I love let's say you're going to try to get a hold of someone to murder your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's hard enough to, you're like, you got to find the right people to talk to. Who do mm-hmm. I, you got this guy. Like, and now you're like, I need to find a guy who will cut my cock and balls off.
Mm.
Who do I get in touch with? Do you know anybody?
Thumb through your contacts?
Yeah. You're like, I got a guy.
You type in
balls. Oh, you got a guy? You
type in balls. No one shows up. You're like, what was his last name?
Eunuch Maker.
Dr. No Dick. You're like, that's not it. No, that's not showing up.
Sans.
Going back through. God, what was it? I was talking to that guy in the bar, and he's like, he'd have no problem chopping my dick and balls off.
Should have got a card.
Should have got that fucking, he offered me a card. You're so stupid, Gustafsson. You're not even worthy. All right, let's move on to our next article. This one is just a wild scenario that I never really thought could happen. We all know that the cartel can be and does some crazy ass shit down there to our neighbors to the south.
Do they now?
Mm-hmm. But the Mexican cartel provided Wi-Fi to locals with threat of death if they didn't use it.
Jesus.
Talk about getting locked into a plan.
Right.
Like if Verizon did that to you.
Is this month to month?
Yeah. We're like,
yeah.
Imagining going and trying to complain about your megabit speed to the fucking cartel.
There's a guy in the corner sharpening a knife.
He's like, can I see your IT department? He's like, I am my IT department. Yeah. With a fucking samurai sword. Across like a giant grinder.
Sparks flying everywhere.
I am the IT department. Oh, man. So you don't really need to know, but they have like, they're dubbed narco antennas by local media. The cartel system involves internet antennas set up in various towns built with stolen equipment, of course. The group charged approximately 5,000 people, elevated prices between 400 and 500 pesos, which is 25 to 30 bucks a month. And then the Meshachian
state process. That's a reasonable price for Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
what are they complaining about?
What are you
about?
Bitching about? The state prosecutor's office told the Associated Press that meant the group could rake in about $150,000 a month off of their internet services, which also made me open my eyes and realize how much the internet companies are making off of us, not forcing us to do it by the threat of death to us and our family. But people were terrorized to contact the internet services at excessive costs under the claim that they'd be killed if they did it, if they did not. Local media identified the criminal group as a faction known as the Los Viagras.
Viagras?
Way too close to Viagra. Law enforcement officers seized the equipment late last week, shared photos of the makeshift antennas and blah, blah, blah. But imagine, like, just, you'd be so scared to look up anything you searched for if you're like, how to get rid of this pesky cartel on my lawn.
How to double cross the cartel.
How to escape the cartel. And you're like, search. And you're like, shit, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll knock at the door. Hi.
I understand you want
to. I understand you're looking to leave. You're understanding. You want to know how to get the pesky cartel off your lawn.
I love how when you, like, if you call Comcast or whatever, like, mm-hmm. we're going to leave. And they're like, oh, we can offer you
blah, blah, blah,
a lower price. And then, so you do that with the guy. He's mm-hmm. just like, you sure you want to do that?
Yeah. But like, I can't even play Call of Duty. It's so laggy. And he just cocks his gun. He goes, like, to play it in real life. You're like, no, never mind. Fuck, I hate living here.
It's a nice Wi-Fi signal you have. Shame if something happens.
Shame if something, yeah.
Be a shame if something happened to
shame
him.
Shame if something. It should be a shame if you fucking ended up in a ditch somewhere.
Be a crazy. Wait, what? Crazy if there's no one in this house to use the shitty internet.
You live alone? Yeah.
Fuck, man. This whole house is going to be for sale in about 5 minutes. Unless you quit bitching about your fucking internet connection. But what a wild thing, man. Yeah, tying that to any other business, it's not funny, but that's the way the world could work, where they're like, I don't know, like, did you get this packet off Amazon? You're like, no. They're just like, all right, well, get your family out of here. I got to fucking kill you all.
Mm-hmm.
You sure you want to send this back for a refund? And Amazon just shows up and sets your house on fire. And they're like, what are you going to do? That's Amazon for you.
Well, what's great too is that they're making them use Wi-Fi, right? It's not that it's not that the people needed Wi-Fi, so they were they had the monopoly later, like, you need to use
you
Wi-Fi.
You have to do it, and you have to give us money for it, and if you don't, you die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all you had to do is just go, you need to give us $30 a month or you die.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the overhead that it must cost to get a Wi-Fi, like, just go around to the neighborhoods and put a gun and say, give me $30.
But yeah, every month.
Why are they wasting their time?
Because they have to go around all these houses. So they cut all the internet. They know how vital internet is to everybody. So, like, at least you're like, at least they're getting something for it. But everything you search, they get to see. Like, it's just what a disaster. What a terrible thing.
I always just picture, like, someone at a Wi-Fi company looking my searches up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Man, my mom's going to be so disappointed. Just for her sake, I hope she goes before that happens.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't ask for much. I just want my mom to go before she reads able to see my...
reads my search history.
Yeah.
That's what I... Amen.
You know? Amen, brother.
You get it. Let's move off to some smart shit with lap time.
Real quick. Where in Mexico is that?
It's in the Mexico place.
Mexico's a big place.
No, it's not. I think it said Central Mexico. Let me look. Central Mexico state of dude, Michoacán.
Okay, good.
Michoacán,
Nayarit.
Oh yeah, not there. Free to look up all that fucking goose head dildo dick porn you need, baby.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, Margot Robbie with goose head dildo neck. Honk honk, sexy honk.
Dude, AI could probably come up with something like that. If I wanted to see Margot Robbie getting penetrated with a goose head. Yeah, I could make that happen.
Yeah.
I hope she doesn't listen to this.
Don't worry. You never had a chance to begin with.
No, not... Yeah, oh, I know.
Okay.
Oh, come on. I'm somebody.
I've done things.
Yeah.
I'm a guy.
Who's she?
Margot Robbie.
Just because she's pretty?
And famous. And talented.
My friends are always like, how'd you get your girlfriend? She's so hot. How'd you get your wife? She's so hot.
Mm-hmm. Seeing me?
Yeah.
Look at me, dude.
Look at it, dude.
Take a peek. Suck it in.
Look what I've accomplished.
All right,
look
Zach.
Look at me now.
Enlighten us, baby. Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, little chitrons, why don't you come take a seat on Uncle Zachy's lap?
Gather around, boys and girls. It's lap time with Uncle Zach.
Sit on my lap, you little shits.
You little shits.
Little punk shits.
What is it?
Logical fallacies.
Ooh.
All right, hopefully
sounds expensive.
Probably. It's expensive to use. All right, well, hopefully this is interesting. I slept 0% last night.
No, yeah. Zach!
Fuck me, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, so there are lots of types of logical fallacies, both formal and informal, and we all use them all the time. And they're used in professional A-level asshole firms like advertising agencies, political propaganda. And then we use it all the time.
Okay.
Logical fallacies are very common, and let's see, blah, blah. I read that twice.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah. The whole point of this is that if you know what they are, you can reduce the amount of times that you use them, or at the very least, you can recognize them when you see them and act accordingly.
Okay.
Okay. So another thing is they're a bigger part of an understanding of a thing called rhetoric, which is basically the practice of crafting words for desired outcomes. Rhetoric. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't learn that anymore, by the way. It's a huge field, and it goes all the way back to Aristotle and Cicero of Rome. Okay. A logical fallacy is a misconception resulting from a flaw or multiple flaws in reasoning, or a trick or illusion in thoughts that often succeeds in obfuscating facts or truth. So it's like word sorcery. Let's see. The first, I'll just get right to it. The first one I picked is called the No True Scotsman fallacy. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, but... I would never be able to explain it, but I have heard it.
Okay. The no true Scotsman fallacy appeals to the purity of an ideal or standard as a way to dismiss relevant criticisms or flaws in your argument.
Catholic Church.
So here's an example. Some Scottish soccer hooligan might be hanging with his drunken cohort, all kilted up past his nuts, trying to have some post-match haggis or something. And he leans over to his pal and he says something like, "Hey, you wanker, no Scotsman puts sugar in his porridge, bitch." And then the second guy says, "Well, but my friend Connor McLeod of the Clan McLeod likes sugar with his porridge."
Mm-hmm.
And the next guy and the other guy says, "Well," he commits the fallacy by saying, "No true Scotsman puts sugar in his porridge, you stupid bitch."
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So that's basically the argument creates an ideal man and uses it to prove a point, and then we all get dumber in the process.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. More precisely, the no true Scotsman is used to reject any counterexamples to an argument in order to protect a sweeping generalization. In essence, it involves redefining the terms of an argument in order to make it valid. The fallacy is named after Scottish people, blah, blah, blah. Who knew?
Go figure.
What are you freaking thinking? All right, the next one is called it's very popular too, the ad hominem or ad hominem attack.
Mm.
And it is what X does. It's if you'd like to see some, it's there. The ad hominem attack is a logical fallacy associated with trying to undermine an opponent's argument by personal attacks through attacking their character or skill level or even their looks. The ad hominem attack uses an accepted fact about a person to undermine their credibility despite the lack of casual connection between the two parts of an argument. An example is, all right, there's a dude, let's call him Cunty McBusybody. He's at work and he makes a major mistake that costs his dumb company a bunch of money. Cunty claims that this was an accident, but everyone in the office knows Cunty McBusybody to be a filthy, lying shit stain on the underpants of a very, stupid world. So we all would be dumb cunts like Cunty McBusybody if we take his word for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, even though Cunty McBusybody may be a liar, his character does not automatically make everything he says untrue. It may very well be untrue, but the fallacy is that we can't assume. Another simpler and very common version of an ad hominem might occur in the middle of an argument about economics, and someone might say, this is going to be funny, "Well, inflation is actually too much currency chasing not enough goods and services and can be seen as a hidden tax on the poor and middle class, hence the massive increase in prices in every country that has monetary policy like ours. So basically, inflation is a cost of bloated government." And then the person that you're arguing with would say, "Well, you're a fuckface, you dumb fuckface." And so that would be the tactic. And it happens all the time.
Yeah, it sure does.
I've heard many of these in like religious arguments.
Yeah,
there's tons. Attack the, as much as I don't care for religion and stuff like that, you know, attacking a person who believes in God and saying they're an idiot or they're a dumbass, and they, how could you think one way, you fucking uneducated,
mm-hmm.
you're attacking their, what's the word I'm looking for? Their intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
Their intelligence.
Yeah. That is definitely the way to do it. It works a lot. I don't know why. But next is an appeal to emotion, another very popular one.
Yeah.
It's used in nearly all advertising and a ton of the world's propaganda. The fallacy of appeal to emotion makes a claim based on sympathy or empathy instead of just or logical grounds. An example, Sarah did not want to eat her circus elephant and cheddar hot pocket for dinner, but her mother told her to think of all the starving children in the world who do not have food at all. That's pretty common, but it's illogical. Sarah eating or not eating her food has no bearing on starving children in another part of the world. It's meant to elicit guilt and to get the desired reaction.
Yeah.
Another example, almost every commercial is an appeal to emotion. The Mercedes wrapped in a bow, the supermodels pretending to be normies, and even a Captain Crunch commercial will show kids enjoying their breakfast with a happy mom in the background. The commercial is supposed to make parents think that if they get the cereal, their kids will just sit the fuck down, shut their shout spigots, and have their breakfast without acting like goddamn filthy animals. So politicians do this constantly, too. I'm sure you guys have noticed. You know, if you don't support my dumb ideas, the repercussions will be that the cutest kitties will die or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want that blood on your hands, do you? It's cute blood.
If you elect this guy, everyone's going to start aborting babies.
Yeah.
And now that blood's on your hands.
Exactly. So this is kind of an aside, but propaganda is believed initially by over 80% of people, according to a couple studies. Usually that's based on the appeal to emotion fallacy. And so it's good to call propagandists out for this kind of shit, but you will be very busy.
Yeah.
So to close it out, here's a...
Before you continue on, I just have to tell you guys about a commercial that I'm hoping that you've seen, but maybe you haven't, that kills me every single time. It's for a disinfectant wipe. And it seems like commercials like are playing into this fallacy so much, and it's so fucking ridiculous. This like kid wakes up for the day, and she gets like a pep talk from her parents, and she goes out and she goes to like this gym performance, like a gymnast, and she's on like this like hanging bar, she's being active, she's so happy and everybody's so goddamn happy, and she lets go of like this like little hanging kind of pull-up bar, and as she falls down her hands touch the mat at the bottom, and then she runs off and does something else, and then a parent walks over and wipes the mat. Then it goes back to the kid having fun and doing gymnastics and the commercials for disinfectant wipes. Like, it has fucking nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
It's just a super happy kid being active and happy with friends. And there's about 0.3 seconds of the commercial is a disinfectant wipe wiping the mat down.
Well, look at, I mean, Viagra.
And you're just like, what the fuck?
Like dick pill commercials. It's just always
something. Those always get me so hard.
It's like there's nothing sexual going on ever, mm-hmm. but they're talking about. What they're talking about is completely for sex purposes, mm-hmm. but it's like some guy throwing a football and playing with his grandkids.
Yeah, just fucking being a man. Being happy and a family loves him because his dick can get hard now.
His grandkids love him more. Like, grandpa's dick can get hard.
Yay!
Look at grandma. How happy grandma is.
How good grandma is. Must be because grandpa's dick is getting hard. Throw me the ball, Gramps. I'll run a post.
Whenever I think of emotional commercials, I think of the Folgers commercials back in the day when I was a kid. I remember just crying to a commercial. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? I need this coffee right
now.
Dude,
the Budweiser one with the horses, that one for years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That one ripped people apart.
Yeah, and the dog. Everybody's just drinking their beers, crying.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with anything. And it's just like on the back end, you're like, how the fuck was this an Acura commercial? Mm-hmm. How did this, what the fuck? It had nothing to do with anything. Something to do with it. Nothing. Cars had nothing to do with this. Why are you putting a car at the end of this?
Well, knowing that they're manipulating the shit out of you, shouldn't that bother us a little bit?
No,
probably not.
No, because also it's capitalism.
Yeah, it keeps the economy alive, I guess, or something.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you can get mad about it, but you have to get mad at yourself and fall for it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Did you want a couple more?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. This one is called appeal to authority.
Mm.
The fallacy of appeal to
fuck the police.
You're not appealing to authority. Oh. Well done. The fallacy of appeal to authority makes the argument that if one credible source believes something, that it must be true. So you'll see this with, like, if the Pope or the President or your pop says something, then it must be true because of their position. The Pope is infallible. The President is supposed to be our top most honorable person. And pop brought it by, you know, the world. So blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. Here's another one. Appeal to ridicule is an informal fallacy which claims an argument to be ridiculous or absurd without addressing it. The fallacy uses this claim in an attempt to invalidate the argument since it's not worth entertaining. Appeal to ridicule can be used in conjunction with other fallacies, especially appealing to emotion. Mm-hmm. You will find sarcasm all throughout that. And there's lots of different ways to do it. An example would be someone would say, everyone should wear seatbelts. It will prevent injuries. And then the fallacy would be something like, oh, well, we should all probably wear bibs and sleep in a bassinet too,
what's
you big
next,
dumb
bitch.
Yeah, what's next?
What's right. next? I'm shopping for dresses with a dick in my butt.
Right. You'll also find this is popular for politicians as well.
It sure is.
Rhetoric is something you should learn if you want to be involved in politics, really. Especially as a consumer of politics, you should see how they fuck with you.
Well, I know a guy that he it was in the time of kind of COVID was going on, and he didn't want to wear a mask. And he... And then I was in the car with him, and he didn't put his seatbelt on. And
fuck,
I was like,
oh,
aren't you going to put your seatbelt on? He's like, no, I don't do anything that the government tells me to do or something like that. And I was like, the mask thing, okay, fine. There's a lot of people. But, like, who are you sticking it to when you – and now you're endangering your own life. Like, mm-hmm. who are you showing – fuck you by you not wearing a seatbelt? No one sees you not wearing a seatbelt.
All so the stats like, say oh, wear Todd. A seatbelt. Yeah, exactly.
Todd what? Says, fuck me, so I guess it better be better.
Yeah. Yeah. But like not going into a place and not wearing a mask makes a statement, and you're like, there's people at seat. But like, if you're in your own car not wearing a seatbelt to stick it to the government,
dumb.
Like, what the fuck?
I'm not wiping my ass. It's my ass.
I don't have to wipe it.
I don't have to wipe
fuck
it.
You, I won't do what you tell me.
Because society says that I actually have to have a butt that doesn't stink.
I don't, just so we're clear, I don't necessarily think you should have to wear a seatbelt, just so we're clear, like, just because it's a law.
Right.
Like, if you don't want to wear them, but his point was he's not doing it because the government made it a law to wear a seatbelt. Mm-hmm. That's where it was like, what the fuck?
That's funny.
If you don't want to wear one, fine, but.
I wonder if the stats on, like, the strain on emergency services is too great. Just put your fucking seatbelt on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is, I think, why.
Yeah.
It's a big cost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just, why not?
So, in closing, there's tons more. We're actually swimming in manipulative language all the time, including propaganda all the time, which is not good. But learning rhetoric can be like a condom for your brain, but there's still holes in it because all of us can be susceptible to these things. But if you're interested in any of this, the best book I know of to get into rhetoric, besides reading Aristotle and Cicero, is called Thank You for Arguing by Jay Henrichs, H-E-I-N-R-I-C-H-S. And I hope you got something interesting or useful out of the bloviation.
Mm-hmm. Now get the fuck off my lap.
So I in
get off
in community college, like I think it was the first year out of high school or something, I had to take a logic class, and I took logic and then it was just like to get I had to take it, so I, you know, did it. But now I wish, like, looking back now, I wish I would have taken it more serious and mm-hmm. like, because it's, that kind of stuff interests me now, but at the time it didn't.
Yeah.
It's so valuable. To me, it's like a moral thing, too. I mean, if you're using precise language, it's just the right thing to do in my brain. I mean, especially if you care if what you think is true. Because logical fallacies, if you get less of them, that gets you closer. It gets you further from wrong, anyway. So
I think there's a lot in every single argument, relationships and with friendships. I mean, how many times you've been – and sometimes like the fallacies are used as comedy as well. Like somebody says something and you're talking about, I don't know, you're talking about politics. It's like, what the fuck do you know, Mariners fan? And you're like, what?
Totally. Absolutely.
Yeah, oh,
like,
yeah.
Comedy is all sorts of fallacies.
Yeah, yeah, like there's so much of that going on. And in relationships, like, yeah, well, how about when you did this the fucking 10 years ago? It's this, and you're like, well, okay. Like, what? There's no argument to come back from that. You're like, yeah, I did. But I'm not doing that now.
Zach, what would be like, what would be an example of like, so, like, just say Joe and I don't agree on a political thing.
We don't. Fuck you.
And, God, fuck, what was I going to say? Like, your opinion on it versus, like, if I can do an argument about something, it's, for me, it's rarely for like, an opinion-based, or how I think, it's usually, like.
Fact-based?
It's not, yes, fact-based, but, like, more of, like, middle of the road, let's have a conversation and be able to kind of poke holes in, like,
yeah,
in your opinion. It's not mine.
But yeah, it's like coming to an argument with facts versus feelings, because feelings aren't real. Like,
yeah.
This is how you feel about something. Like, your feelings are real, but your feelings don't mean a fucking thing to anyone else. So come to the argument with some goddamn facts.
Yeah. And so when you argue with someone, it's completely based on their opinion or appealing to their way their parents raised them or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how their brain is arguing based on their previous knowledge.
You just don't hang out with those people. I think that's the goal.
Well, there's all sorts of fallacies, like personal incredulity. I think it kind of sounds like what you're talking about there. But I don't know. Yeah, not knowing what you're talking about is a fallacy for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But does anybody really know what they're talking about? Because let's just for example.
But some more than others.
Yes, but like you have to accept that that person has done their due diligence and knows exactly what they're talking about versus taking their word for it. Someone like Bill Nye the Science Guy, that's appealing to authority, right? Like when he talks about climate change or he talks about any of these things, you're appealing to, it's Bill Nye the Science Guy, but he's not as sciencey as like a scientist in a lab, you know. Yeah. He's a guy that knows a lot of shit, and I like Bill Nye, but at the same time, like, you shouldn't just trust everything Bill Nye, because it's just credibility.
Like, you just trust, it's what sources you're trusting and how much faith you're going to put in who you're going to trust. Like, the world has always struggled with that balance.
And understanding some fundamentals about where your food comes from is probably useful, too, so that you don't have to trust experts all the time or just random folk.
Yeah.
Learn concepts.
But how do you know for sure unless you go out to, like, a...
go to the meat packing plant.
Yeah, so let's say... If I want to get my eggs from a cage-free place, like, I feel like the only way to truly know is to go to that farm and watch their process and then trust that that's what they're doing when you leave.
Or raise your own chickens.
Because... Yeah, or raise your own chickens. Yeah.
Keep it close to your chest.
And I think that's what a lot of people do.
Yeah.
But they assume the people that care about them don't actually care about them.
No, they care about your money. Care about your wallet.
Which is politics in a nutshell.
Which is capitalism. But yay. All right. Well, thanks
for letting me bloviate. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that was fun.
Good.
Bye. I don't think there was a whole lot of shovelcock in there. Good job.
Yay.
Well,
I'll shovelcock next week.
Thank you.
Imagine if everyone just spoke in logic all the time. Like
engineers do that.
Like if you had a conversation and you were just like, I listen to what you're saying and it's like my brain is regurgitating like a response, but everything is based on all that.
Autism.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're talking to Ezra. You're having a conversation with Ezra.
There are limitations there, though, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if there's no...
Yeah, you can't ignore the human condition.
Yeah.
Like, because it's what the facts are, you can't just be like, well, you shouldn't fucking react this way. It's like, have you ever seen a human? This is what's going to happen.
Especially someone with autism. Like, you just, like, they...
It's set.
They dig, yeah. And if you get louder, they get more, you know, and
well, it depends.
Makes it worse.
Unless it's Ezra.
Yeah.
If you do decide to choose, if you're arguing with someone or debating with someone, this would be good. So then you can speak more precisely, define terms, and speak to each other in good faith kind of thing. So, yeah.
I agree.
Usefulness.
Yeah. All right.
Well, define terms.
All right. Let's take a look at some good news for this week. Zachy Poo.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hooray. We aren't doomed.
Yeah. You may remember this from, I'm not sure how long ago. But I didn't know that there was a GoFundMe set up for this guy. But do you remember the story about the Burger King employee who went 23 years without missing a single day of work? Do you remember that story?
Vaguely.
And they gave him a gift basket of just fucking nonsense for 27 straight years of work.
No. Couple Amazon gift cards.
Anyway, he buys his first home thanks to donations, which I fucking love. So Burger King employee celebrated for impeccable attendance record spanning over two decades, achieved a milestone by buying his first home through a successful fundraising campaign. So back in June of 2022, Kevin Ford gained widespread attention after posting a TikTok video showcasing the gifts he received for his 27 years of service at the fast food giant. The gifts included a movie ticket, a Starbucks cup, a bag of Reese's Pieces.
Was it Lisa Stanley Cup?
Two packs of Lifesavers, two pens, a lanyard, and two keychains.
And a note that says, go fuck yourself.
And they didn't even give him a free Whopper.
Can't even have it your way.
Ford's daughter initiated a GoFundMe campaign in response to the viral video. Because just like us, that response had to have been, what the fuck you? Fuck you. Burger King?
Don't you get a watch after 25 years?
Dude, buy him a house. Buy this guy a car. Set a standard. So anyway, as of Tuesday afternoon, the campaign had raised nearly $440,000. Thanks to the generous contributions from thousands of donors. Utilizing a portion of the funds, Ford was able to fulfill a long-held dream of purchasing his first home, as reported by TMZ. I just hate when that's just so weird to me.
You hate women?
No. What? That's just... No. I just pause. I'm like, anyway, fucking women, am I right?
All right.
No, just like, as reported by TMZ. It's like, just erase that. No one fucking cares. But anyway, I just thought that was great. Just shows people coming together to make a wrong thing a right thing. That's fantastic. And I hope that Burger King is fucking happy.
It's disappointing because I love Burger King.
Yeah, me too.
And they're hard to find now. So when you find one, I'm like, oof, get that Whopper game.
And I'm guessing, I mean, no one just gets a gift basket.
That's a Whopper of a gift basket, I tell you what.
Movie ticket? One.
They are expensive, though. Yeah. Movies are now.
Yeah. I mean, that's at least fucking $19.
And if it was a Stanley Cup that he got from Starbucks,
I mean, now we're sitting at $80.
Yeah.
A couple keychains in there, that's 81.
Pencil. Wasn't there a pencil?
$82. Yeah, two pens. $82. Fuck.
Did the pin say Burger King?
Whopper of a deal.
So was he quitting?
I'll take a number two pencil.
Yeah. he quitting? Man. Is that why?
Yeah,
he got
he's done. 27 straight years, and he's all done.
Did he retire?
$440. Yeah, I guess you can't retire off that.
He's going to McDonald's.
He was just done working. He was going somewhere that respects him, like McDonald's or something. McDonald's.
I'm going to Five Guys.
Yeah, I'm going to Five Guys where the gift baskets are huge. Get an edible arrangement when I get out of here fucking 25 years. It's going to be sick. I came across something.
Should have got some puss or something.
Fucking hauling.
Gift card to a brothel.
We only got one movie ticket, so he's got to pay for whatever puss he brings to the movie theater. One movie ticket?
He's got to pay for another one?
Yeah, he didn't get the combo meal movie ticket situation.
Like, take the Stanley back and get me a movie ticket.
At least free Burger King for life, anything.
That would have been great.
27. This isn't 27 years he was just working there. 27 straight years of this guy's life. Because, I mean, you got to be able to pull a spreadsheet and be like, how much does this motherfucker make us?
You know when, you know, like, things go viral on the internet when they're like, something happens or something like this, and the people that And then it blows up and it makes this huge story like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like when the people were putting together this basket, did they really honestly think like
that was a fair trade?
He's gonna appreciate that we did this.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be
someone who's
like young now and is like in the social media department and gonna be like, this is not a good idea.
Maybe they'll get a GoFundMe out of this. Like, maybe that was all part of the plan.
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
We don't want to pay for it, but...
That makes Burger King look bad, though.
But they should have gone way low. Yo, it does. So, there's no way that happened, but that would have been, you know, at least forgiven on some front.
Like, anything that happens like that now, you have to know that someone's going to post something about it, and it's going to go, like, just play it safe and...
I just picture the person that's putting together the gift basket. He's like, 27 straight years, fuck. He's like... He's sitting in his corner office like,
what do we got?
He's just looking around. He goes, I got this movie ticket. Opens the drawer. He's like, one keychain. He goes, nah, I better make it two. Throws that in there.
World's greatest dad mug.
He's like, world's greatest dad mug. These two pens.
Thanks for your service. And he's like, click, throws that in the basket.
Yeah. That. And then, I don't know, fucking these two pens. He throws them in.
He's like, that's a lot of stuff.
Dude, I'd be pumped to get this.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
I think everyone needs to, in that situation, think about, what if I worked for 27 years? What would...
Straight years.
It would, and if I got this basket, how would I feel?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be an insult or would I love it?
Would I be pumped? Would I be a little pissed?
Can we see the video of the guy talking about...
There's no video of him getting the basket.
The TikTok video was a link. Linked.
I've seen that video.
Oh.
Do you want to see
it? Was it any good to watch?
No, he's just showing it off. Just like pointing at it and what he got.
But was he jacked for it?
It's been a long time since I watched it. Here we go.
Because that's what I'm wondering. Like, was he like, what the fuck is this? Or was he like, dude, got some pins.
Fucking sick, bro. I won't fight the way. I have to do a puzzle to show I'm not a robot.
You throw that up there, Zach.
Hold on. I'm getting it queued up here. Okay, there you go. There's this sweet gift bag. It's not even in a basket. It's a literal clear bag of shit.
What is HM?
Yeah, the guy just found it in the drawer.
Oh my god, dude. This was so last minute.
There you go. One movie ticket. Grateful. So thankful.
Reese's bag.
Fuck. I hope those were his favorite candy.
Starbucks cup. Again, this is all shit that someone just pulled off of like a desk. A couple keychains. God, that's embarrassing,
this is
dude.
So
couple
there
pens.
Really were pens. Holy fuck.
Yeah. You think I was just kidding, Zach?
I hope you got that Sharpie you wanted.
Well, a couple of Lifesaver packets, too.
Jesus.
That's rough.
Norin Red 777.
Yeah, that's bad.
Norin.
That hurts my heart.
Yeah, I know. That's rough. Red. All right, let's hop off. This was something that I didn't know existed at all, and I'm really excited to show you guys. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
All right. Zach!
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool, or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out, together, as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes! That's awesome! Surprise!
That bag was not awesome.
That was the opposite of awesome, dude. That was fucking... not surprised that this existed, but surprised that I'd never heard about it, and then also just imagining having one of these. So when you picture a mousetrap, how long has it been that, like, what we know is the mousetrap has existed? I mean, our entire lives, right?
Just pulling it back and
pulling
snapping.
Pulling it back. You got the metal thing, and you got the cheese, and then the trigger. It lets it go, and it snaps down, and it fucking claps on you.
I was picturing the game, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would be...
Do the whole thing, the marble, and then the little...
Like, I wonder if we got a mouse, and you go out, and it's just... You just hear, like, a plastic cage running around the garage. No, but back in the old days... They had a fucking gun mousetrap.
I was just going to say that.
So again, so not surprised, like obviously, because humans, you're like, dude, fuck these things.
Shoot it in the face.
Safety last, like if a baby walks over and touches it. But this is the 1862 mouse killer. And I'm just going to play the video. So the guy, he's pouring the black powder in. He's putting in the wad. Going to shove that down there so they just get blasted with this.
Like a fucking.
Watch, here you go. Watch. There you go. He's doing a demonstration.
Oh my god.
He just blasts his face off.
Okay, I was gonna say this sounds like a Tom and Jerry bit.
Oh my god.
And then he gets hit and his face is black. It looks like fucking Daffy Duck when,
yeah, when he gets blasted.
When he gets and his beak's the sideways and his face is all black.
Hit with the end of a gun.
Yeah, like Elmer Fudd's gun.
But how funny. Like, what the imagine like you're late night and you're walking around your kitchen. You're like, oh, I just need a glass of water. Pop! And just get shot in the foot.
Oh, step on it.
Just triggered. I mean, again, it doesn't have a bullet in it, but it has enough of a blast to kill a fucking mouse.
It's possible that mice were a lot tougher in 1882.
They've been through some shit. They've softened up like humans have.
Yeah, they're chill now.
It's not shooting. It's not shooting a bullet out. And I mean, probably if we're thinking about a humane way to kill something. Maybe killing it, but smashing half of its head into a metal trap, and then it lays there paralyzed until you come find it and have to kill it yourself, or have it for sure dead because it gets blasted with a fucking gun.
You know,
which one would you pick?
What's funny is I guess I never really thought of people having mouse problems, like thinking it was a problem in 1860s. I don't know.
You heard of the plague?
Yeah,
that was an issue.
It was a problem. Yeah.
That was a big problem.
I never thought, oh, I wonder what mousetraps were like back then.
You know, when they figured out that rats were the issue for the plague, how many just dads had to like lie awake with a revolver just in the bedroom?
Just shooting at
just
rats.
Just fucking shooting.
Pop, pop, pop.
Just listening and just shooting through the fucking wall. Just.
Or you did it with your musket, so you're like, oh, hold it! Trap him there! So he misses, and he's like, fuck!
God damn it. Pouring shit in. I don't even know if the timeline's correct on if guns were around when the plague... Well, they had cannons and shit. Had to have had guns. Right? God damn it, I feel so stupid right now.
When did the Chinese invent guns?
Well, they invented gunpowder. But then they have gunpowder on arrows before they figured out guns?
Well, yeah.
This is like such a shitty... This should be on fucking TLC.
Us?
Just us talking about how history maybe went.
When did guns... get invented.
Get done.
Around 1000 AD.
Oh, yeah. We had guns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's not like the modern form of guns.
Well, there were things like, there were rockets that they use gunpowder for. So like,
oh yeah, and they put gunpowder on the end of arrows. So they hit and then explode.
I know. I saw Rambo.
I don't think they let peons have guns though. Normies didn't have guns.
No, they had gun laws.
Probably a good idea. I've seen so many videos on X. There was this video, this mom, she was like, had a gun, and she's listening to some music, and she was acting like she's all badass, and she had the gun by her head, and it went off, and it's like, pop! Her hair flung up in the air, so it like buzzed her head, and then you see her kid like running away, and they're going,
X's faces of death on crack.
I'm sorry.
Have you notice that?
That lady should not have a gun.
Oh, man. Sorry, I'm about to sneeze, so we can just wait for that.
Possess you.
Thank you. All right, let's move off and hear from some of the kids. Kids, let's go!
All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
All right. Joe, this first email is sent by our dating pool daughter, Bex.
Okay.
She writes, WTF is wrong with people! This whole thing happened last night, and I had to share it with y'all.
Okay.
She sighs.
Mm-hmm.
So I met this guy on... Oh, just so we're clear, my computer might die.
Okay.
So I met a guy on Tinder, and the first four dates went well. Not great, but an okay experience overall.
3 out of 5 stars.
Yeah, wouldn't change a thing, except for a different guy.
Scan his QR code above his dick and leave a review.
Finally, I decided that it was time to take it to the next step, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
So I asked if I could come, cook him dinner.
If I come over to his house and come.
So I asked if I could come to his apartment just to see where he lived and whatnot. Mm. The place was nice, clean, and organized. No weird smells, no creepy photos, and overall good vibe. So I was like, cool, maybe this
guy's... That's the review right there, 3 out of 5 stars.
Cool.
The place was nice, clean and organized, no weird smells, no creepy photos, overall good vibe. 3 out of 5 stars.
Cool, maybe this guy's going to work out. He had ordered Italian food since I went around dinner time, and after we ate and sat on the couch and watched a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were both waiting for the Italian food to settle before heading to the bedroom. I'm telling y'all this part of the story because I want y'all to know that there were no red flags. Super normal guy. So we made our way to the bed. Okay. Started making out and took everything off but our underwear. Then he stops and says, hey, I know we just barely met, but I feel like we understand each other pretty well, and I'm excited to have sex with you. So I bought you something that I want you to wear while we do it.
Oh, man, the pit in your stomach you would feel when you go, hey,
fuck.
Hey, I know we just barely met, but,
but
fucking,
yeah. I don't have a penis.
I don't have a penis or whatever. I hired a guy for $50 to lop it off.
He presents the cock and balls and like a little thing.
Here, this is for you.
He hops off the bed, grabs a gift bag and hands it to me. In my mind, I was like, kind of weird, but he probably just got me some sexy lingerie and his favorite color or some shit. But when I picked up the bag, it felt heavy. I took a deep breath and braced myself for what I was going to find, but I was not ready for what was inside. It was a head.
It's a goose head.
Yeah.
It's a goose head dildo dick.
It was a pair of cat ears, a rubber nose with whiskers, two gloves that look like paws, a pair of socks that look like cat feet. And drum roll. A huge butt plug with a fucking cat tail attached to it.
Yes.
What in the actual fuck? As I'm holding the cat tail butt plug in my hand, fucking dumbfounded, he casually says, I know it looks a bit large, but you have a big butt and I thought you'd appreciate a snug fit. Y'all, we never even talked about having sex before me coming here last night, and I definitely don't have putting butt plug aficionado on my Tinder bio.
Oh, man.
So I yelled curses at him, got the fuck out of there, and immediately deleted my profile from all dating apps. I'm done, y'all. Hope you can spare some sympathy for your lonely stepdaughter and step-niece, Bex.
Oh, man. And you know what, Bex?
Bex,
this is the sad truth. Guess what? That whole cat getup, the little cat outfit, it was not meant for you. The last one he presented that to did the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's like, somebody's got to fall for this,
he's
right?
He's like, someone's going to snug this fucking butt plug in their big butt.
I love how
he got a big butt and I appreciate it. Have a nice fit. Like, how do you follow? Do you follow that with a wink?
Mm.
I mean, you got a big butt. And I thought you'd appreciate a snug fit.
If you know what I mean.
Big butts and a cat butt plug.
If you know what I mean. Yeah, you give her like a little punch on the arm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, bend over, get this fucking thing in here.
I love how he associates big butt with like a big hole too.
Yeah, like they're
it's like the bigger the butt, the bigger the hole.
That's what I always say. That's what my dad always told me.
My dad always said, bigger the pony, longer the ponytail, bigger the problem.
Bigger the problem.
Bigger the butt, bigger the hole.
Bigger the hole. I wonder if there's any truth to that.
Should that be a shirt?
Bex, do you have a big hole?
Bigger the
Bex, how big's your hole?
Yeah.
This conversation is just fell into how big's your hole, Bex?
It's hinging on this.
Oh, man.
Big
that
booty
is...
butthole Bex. I like big booty Bex.
Big booty Triple Bex, B. Dude. Let's go.
Let's go.
Ah, yeah. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you, Bex. But, you know.
Maybe I hope she found someone.
It wasn't like the right kind of cat. That was her problem. He's like,
she's like, I'm a calico girl.
And he got me a fucking, just a black.
Aren't calicos all one breed or one sex?
Aren't they all mixed? Are they all female? I don't know.
I think.
I don't know enough about cats. But correct or tell us the information when you get it. Our second email is coming in from our medical son, Lee, who writes, it's been a while since we've heard from Lee. What's going on, bud? What's up, daddies and Uncle Zach? Uncle Commie Zach? Your recent episode with the MRI handgun mishap brought to mind a couple of incidents that occurred with the MRI where I previously worked. First, I've had an MRI for a disc in my neck. Even after all the safety screening, I left my beeper in my pocket. No gunfire, but the technician and I kept hearing this infernal beeping sound. Needless to say, the beeper was toast afterwards. By the way, I did fall asleep. Since I was at work during lunch, I was well rested for the rest of the day. Another time, someone took a patient into the MRI room for an oxygen tank or with an oxygen tank. I don't recall if the patient was on oxygen or if the tank was just in the holder built into the wheelchair, but the metal tank got stuck to the side of the MRI. I remember maintenance scrambling trying to figure out how to pull it off the machine. It is very expensive to shut off an MRI machine down and restart it. It is done when certain maintenance cycles come around, but to have to shut one down because of stupidity gets expensive. Another really crazy incident happened when a staff member had the brainstorm that a magnet can wipe a data disk when an MRI should really wipe a hard drive. Other than that, there were no injuries, and that was their last day. We never heard any more details about the incident. Later, your vintage son, Lee. So someone was like, shit, dude, this is going to wipe data off a fucking beeper and a floppy. I'm going to go ahead and bring my hard drive in and stick it in here. Oh, so dumb. People are so dumb.
People thinking about it beforehand, they're like, this
is going to be great.
I better play this safe.
Yeah, I better. Why would I go through the struggle of formatting this hard drive when I just go put it in the MRI machine? Fucking two birds, one stone.
Get two birds stoned at once.
Two bones, one steam machine. What'd you find out over there? And then we'll wrap up number 85. You're looking something up.
Oh, the calico cat.
Yeah.
They're almost exclusively female, except for some genetic mutations.
The genetic mutation is just a dick?
Yeah.
Cool.
Sick mutation, dude. Sick,
God, you got lucky. You could have got three eyes and all you got was a penis. Fuck, dude. The three-eyed cat looking at he has like six mouths and three eyes looking at the cat.
And can't actually ejaculate.
Yeah,
that would suck.
It just has nothing. It has no way of doing anything. And then his brother got the mutation. They just gave him a fucking big old dick.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, God.
Just a girthy son of a bitch.
Luck of the meow. You know what I mean? All right, well, that's episode 85. Had some fun, ma'am. Become part of the gaggle.
Get that was
the
wild.
Bonus content, patreon.com/canyoudontpodcast. Also head over and check out Scatcast with Commie Uncle Zach.
Damn. Oh, fuck.
And what? I meant that.
My ears unplugged.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry, Brian's plugging his computer in for the ones not watching the video. I was like, what the fuck is he doing over there?
Ugh.
Watch the camera above your head. Be careful. Anyway, scatcast.com, that's scat with a K. We've got our Instagram and Instagram and Facebook, YouTube channel for the video version. And then things you want to see on the show, email them in to heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. And then rate and review us wherever you listen to your podcast. And thanks to the babysitters that moderate and run the Can You Don't Playground for our Facebook page. Okay. Well, we're going to get, are you completely dead? Where can you do a joke at the end?
No, I got it.
Just you're so close. Okay, he's plugging in, everybody. Zach, what are you doing out there? Are you plugging in?
I'm already plugged in, bro.
Yeah, you are. Fuck yeah, you're plugging in.
There we go.
All right.
Just saved it. It was that 1%.
Whew, way to go, man. All right, let's wrap it up. You got something for us on the back end of the show. Do I think you'll have your headphone plugged in by then? Yeah, you'll be good. Zach!
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
All right, Joe, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
I recently came into a bunch of money, which is strange for me.
Okay.
Because I usually just use a paper towel.
Oh.
Ew.
Yeah! I get it.
Mm.
God, it must be nice to be rich.
Just wasting money.
Just coming.
It's me, nice stiff $1 bill. You know, yeah, like you can, crispy. You can get into the machine.
Yeah. I come on all my dollar bills before I buy a Twix.
Dude, picture some guy at like a pizza place. Mm-hmm. You want to play some games. You can't get the dollar in there, get the coin. So he's just over there fucking.
He's like, let me go to the bathroom. And that was the guy in the corner was doing. He's just jerking off on the money.
Yeah.
Trying to help some kids get a Twix.
Just a nice guy.
It's a nice
looking
guy.
Looking out for the chitlins.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. Bonus content coming up if you pay for that. If not, we'll fucking see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.